Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Violet Reiki Radio. I would like to thank the founders of the Seika Network for giving me the opportunity to bring you this show every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we will be talking about Reiki and all things surrounding Reiki, its discovery, roots, practice, and more. We also talk about all things alternative medicine, different modalities, philosophical things, awakening, body, mind, and spirit. We discuss personal growth, spiritual growth, in general, all things that bring you a happier, healthy life and blessings in life. Reiki is a universal life force energy. It's all about the universal life force energy. It's all about the energy, the chi, the prana, the ki. It understands the cause of problems and what healing is necessary. Reiki energy has a wisdom of its own, healing and balancing all aspects of a person's body, mind, emotions, and spirit. Reiki is a blessing, an instantaneously conferred sacred potential for healing, protection, and spiritual development. If you want to know more about Reiki and learn more about Reiki, please visit my website, which is www.violetrosereiki.com. I'm on Facebook as Violet Rose Reiki. I'm also on Twitter and LinkedIn. I just today created a blog, so if you find me on Facebook, the link to the blog is there. You can send me an email at rose@violetrosereiki.com. Should you have any questions about Reiki, want to schedule a session, want to take classes in Reiki, any questions, just let me know. Our guest this evening, Dr. Joshua Siegel, is a chiropractor and owner of Cafe of Life, Long Island. Joshua has a love of life that overflows onto every person he encounters. His life's mission is to inspire and guide people to an extraordinary life. He was called to this field at a young age when his life was radically transformed through the power of adjustment. After suffering years of severe allergies and asthma that kept him inside while his friends ran around outside, he finally turned away from weekly shots and turned to the care of a chiropractor. After seeing results almost immediately, Joshua decided that he too wanted to heal people through the natural way of chiropractic adjustment. Joshua received his chiropractic degree from the Life University of Georgia. His years at Life University brought him a deeper understanding, respect, and passion to serve vitalistic chiropractic. Joshua continues to build his extensive knowledge in the field of chiropractic by attending regular seminars and staying tuned to the breakthrough research that continues to amaze people around the world. Joshua loves doing mission work. He recently joined a team of 20 chiropractors who spent time in Brazil, serving over 40,000 people in 1 week. To spread the word of chiropractic adjustment, Joshua reaches as many people as possible through his adjusting techniques with MLS seminars held throughout the year. You can always find Joshua at one of his offices in Belmore, New York, or Long Beach, New York. Here he touches as many lives as he can, helping his community heal and prevent an illness and guiding his clients to a balance of health and well-being. Jonathan's website is cafeoflifelongisland.com, and you can find him there. The phone number is 516-425-0113. Email is cafeoflifebelmore@hotmail.com. And let's see, I believe we have him on the line. Joshua.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you, Joshua?
Good. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for all you do, and I really feel honored and blessed to be able to share and connect with so many listeners and really to help change people's lives and transform their daily routines.
Well, I'm just honored and so happy that you're here with me because I don't know if everybody knows it. I do announce it from show to show sometimes, but I am a big believer in multiple modalities. I don't feel that any one person is going to heal well if they just keep sticking with one thing. Yeah, I go to the doctor, he gives me a pill, I stick with him, he gives me an injection, and that's it. Or I go to acupuncture, and that's it. Or I get Reiki, and I personally combine Reiki, massage, and chiropractic, and I think they work really well together. My body likes having all three, and that's what works for me. And I tell everybody, find out what modalities your body responds to, and then go for it. You're always
that's
better
it.
Off with you know, I don't know, more is better sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes.
Exactly, and the simplest way that I share with people, and if we look at a bicycle wheel, and in the center I call that wholeness, and there are all different spokes on that bicycle wheel, and all different roads lead to the same way. But as you were sharing, and as I've learned through my experiences, there's different ways to transform and heal your body, and if there's just one thing, then one thing would work for everybody. But we're all unique beings, and We all need to experience different things to allow ourselves to connect to our highest level. And like you said, I go to massage, acupuncture, and receive adjustments regularly, and, you know, working out, prayer, meditation. And those are vehicles I use to get my body as clear and connected as possible.
Right. I'm going to give the number here in studio out to those of you who may want to call in. Feel free to call. You can call by phone. And the number here is area code 347-677-0699. If you have any questions for Dr. Siegel, or if you just want to chat with him and myself, or if you have any comments about chiropractic, Reiki, healing modalities, holism, whatever, we're open. So give us a call, 347-677-0699. Okay, where do we start?
I don't know. You tell me. Where would you like to start tonight?
I think it's interesting, you know, how you came to chiropractic, because you came through allergies. And it's funny. I went to chiropractic through a bad back, and that then led me to the Reiki. But so you had it with the allergies and decided you had to have something else had to give. There had to be something else that could help you, right?
Yes, you know, as a child, you know, running from allergist to allergist and receiving, you know, they would do all these swabs on my arm, and it looked like the game Connect the Dots, and I turned out I had like 50 to 100 allergies, and every time I went there, they would inject me with mold, pollen, this, that, and every time I would leave there, I would be sicker and sicker. You know, after a few months of this and missing, you know, over 40 days of school as a child, my mom's like, we got to try something different. And someone said, go to a chiropractor. And, you know, at that point, my mom felt we had nothing to lose. So I went to this chiropractor in Glen Cove, Dr. Robert Kleinwax, and he said, you know, you have a twin sister. You live in the same house. You eat the same foods. You even are in some of the same classrooms. How come she doesn't have an allergy? And he told me basically my body wasn't adapting to stress, and stress as we know it can be physical, chemical, emotional, and environmental. And he goes, your nerve system is a link between your brain and your body and all your organs. And we have to do is get your nerve system cleared, because your nerve system is what allows your immune system to adapt to stress and become stronger. And as I started getting adjusted, within a month of care, I got off my asthma inhaler. And within a few months of care, I had no more allergies. And so my first experience with chiropractic was, by going to the chiropractor, I was able to have a normal childhood. I was able to go to school. I was able to play outside. I was able to be that normal kid and have that zest for life and not be sick, suffering, you know, because it was just, you know, when you're a child, you want to be free. And when you don't have that freedom of your health, you have nothing. And that was my first experience with chiropractic. And from then on, my mom actually started to work for the chiropractor that we went to. And next thing you know, my whole family's going to the chiropractor just to allow their bodies to be connected as clear as possible and to adapt to stress. So that was my first experience with chiropractic. And I've been going since then, for 32 years now, I've been getting my spine checked and adjusted.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, because somebody said to me the other day, my sciatic nerve went out, and I'm doing the Reiki and everything, but somebody said, yeah, well, how come the Reiki's not working? I said, well, the Reiki's working, but the bottom line is, right now, physically, my left leg is shorter than my right leg, so I need an adjustment. I need a chiropractor. You know? It's like Reiki, or like I said earlier, one modality is not going to do it all. So, they were like, well, you do the Reiki thing. I'm like, no, but now I need a chiropractor, and you have to give your body what it needs. So
exactly.
How, in your word, what if you had to explain chiropractic to someone, how would you – what is chiropractic? How would you explain it?
Well, you know, for me, I believe chiropractic, you know, the goal of chiropractic when it was created in 1895 by D.D. Palmer, he came out with chiropractic, and the goal of chiropractic then was to connect the physical to the spiritual. And he looked at the spine as the structure, and picture the brain as a conductor, and the nerves are like the strings, like an instrument. And the more in tune those strings are, when the vertebrae are lined up, the more organized the body becomes and the better music we play. And the music, I say, is health. So what happens is when the body's under stress and it can't adapt, it actually, those vertebrae will compress or disconnect the body from the nerve from the organ, or the body from the brain. And when that happens, we become disconnected. And basically, when we look at dis-ease, lack of ease in the system, our body's out of tune and out of rhythm. So the basic principle of chiropractic is about tone. And just like before you play an instrument, that guitar, you tune it up to allow that vibration or that frequency to flow with ease. And that's the same way the body works. Basically, the nerves are the power lines which connect our brain to our body and all our organs, muscles, and tissues. And the more aligned our spine is, actually every bone in that spine has its own percussive note, just like a key of a piano. So when those bones are lined up, our body's able to clear out all the debris, all the situations and life experiences that we can't handle are able to be processed. But when we go through a stressful event or a trauma and we can't adapt to that stress in that time, it gets stored in our system. So the way I look at the adjustment is not to get rid of something, but everything you need is there already. You're created from the greatest power in the world. I say God, people say source, people say spirit or energy, whatever you want to call it. But we need no interference, because when we have an interference, it disconnects us from our true source, our true optimal expression of health, or full life expression. So the goal of the adjustment in my world, even though people come in with pain, sickness, or illness, is to connect them to the God within, or the you to you. That's how simple it is. And that's when you see people have these amazing transformations. Because if you give the body long enough time to create healthy cells and to connect to its source, That's how we adapt to stress, and that's how we live our life to its full potential.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So we're all kind of on the same page. You want to eliminate the stress, and you want to fix whatever the stress has destroyed, creating the disease, and balance. It's all about balance.
Exactly.
Who are the type of people that receive chiropractic care?
Well, chiropractic care, we have babies that are newborns, literally hours old, getting their spines checked, and people are like, why would a baby need to get checked? Well, if you think about the birth process, well, in the United States, one, many, you know, birthing places or hospitals are going against gravity. So when they pull that baby out, they actually create the first subluxation, or that's a big word for sub means less, lux is light, basically nerve interference. And when that happens, it puts pressure on the brainstem or spinal cord, not allowing the energy or information to flow at 100%. So we have babies that come in. We have all different age children. To the oldest person we have coming is 103. So it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, there's always room to express more life or to allow your body to transform and adapt, because one constant in life is, as we all know, we all are always going to have stress in our lives. But if we can teach our system to adapt to stress, we can have a better quality of life and hopefully a longer quantity of life.
Right. What do you think about, I've seen a lot of advertisements for, oh, you have a problem with your back, been to chiropractic, or even some chiropractics are promoting this spinal surgery.
Yeah, it's really, you know, people's first resort in the American society nowadays. Everyone wants a quick fix. And as you know and I know, nothing in this world happens quickly. Everything in life is a process. And the way I was taught it, you know, we look at the seasons change. And we look at, you know, when we first start school or a job or a relationship, everything is a process. And we have to work at things. But, you know, in the American society, the norm so-called now is, you know, if you have a symptom, take this pill. If that doesn't work, take another pill. If that doesn't work, let's cut it out. And, you know, sometimes we also have to realize that going through pain and pressure is God's way of allowing us to grow. Just like an oyster gets irritated with sand over time, creates a pearl of wisdom. Or a piece of coal under enough stress becomes a diamond. Or even a kite to fly needs wind to resist. So we have to go through pressure in life to grow stronger is the way I look at it. And some people don't want to do the work to allow themselves to heal. And they say, let me jump on this spinal fusion or a laminectomy or some type of spinal surgery. And you have to realize that if there's weaknesses in your structure, you're only as strong as your weakest link. So instead of making those areas weaker, in chiropractic we look at, you know, the better your structure, the better your body's going to function. And healing takes time and repetition, just like disease takes time as well. You don't wake up one day and have heart disease. It's years and years of abuse to the body, and then at a certain point, that organ or that system begins to fail. But we're taught in America that if you have a pain symptom or an itch or a crick, that you want to mask the symptoms, but that's really not helping you in the long process. It's actually making things worse because you're masking all the symptoms, and your body's becoming weaker. You know, when you have that pain or that symptom, that's your oil light going on in your car, letting you know that, you know what, it's time for an oil change. But sometimes in the body, we don't have that symptom or that expression until our body's in crisis, and then we react to it. And I tell people, you don't want to react to anything. You want to start to respond to crisis. Because when you start to respond and actually do the work to find out where there's a disconnection physically, chemically, emotionally, even environmentally, and you allow that process to start to heal and regenerate, to create more healthy cells and more connection, that's how true healing happens. That's what really wholeness is. It's not the separation of the systems. It's about getting all those systems working as one, because, you know, you can live without certain parts of your body, but you can't live without nerve supply. And that's how vital your nerve system is. And we always remember Superman, Christopher Reeve, horse. And he fractured the top bone of the spine between C1 and C2, and he lost all function. So we know when you have that disconnection or pressure on the nerve, a dime of pressure, will cause a disconnect in that nerve flow, and that's what doesn't allow us to adapt or when the organs begin to shut down. So our goal in chiropractic, the way we look at it, is not to get rid of something, or back pain or this. It's about to connect you so your body can heal and organize.
Okay. And have you heard about this machine they have, too? I think it's called a DM9000 or a DX9000 or something. I had a friend of mine who her chiropractor put her on it. She said to me, I felt like I was on the rack. Is that beneficial, or what's your view on that?
It's like you said, everything has its place. But I believe when you're on it, those are like decompression units. When you're on a decompression unit, basically what the premise of that unit is to elongate the spine to actually fool the mechanoreceptors to say that they're not experiencing any pain anymore, to actually put pressure to decompress the spine. But I believe if there's nothing more powerful than a hands-on adjustment. There's no machine out there that has the healing capability of the human body, because we're created from the greatest power in the world. So when you start to fool yourself on the calorie stuff, it's like an accordion. You're stretching out the spine to take pressure off of it. But the way I look at it, if there's supposed to be pressure in that area, that's the way it's supposed to be. And instead of fooling it, you got to work at it to get healthier and get more connected, to get that spine aligned, to allow that structure to start to function better.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that she had really bad back issues, and she didn't want to do the surgery, so her doctor says, oh, try this. And I don't know. She said she watched the video, and they said, you know, everybody who had it done said, you know, oh, they felt great, and they felt better than they did before. And I was wondering, you know, well, what happens when your spine then starts to, you know, compress again, and how long that really lasts? I don't know. But,
yeah, I mean, everyone has different experiences. You know, I've had only, you know, one or two people go on those machines, and it helped for a little while, but then that same problem, or I call it strategy, came back to the body. So they never cleared out the original pattern or got to the cause of it. But, you know, some people have great results. So it's not really, you know, I think, you know, if that's a person's process to do all these different steps before a surgery, you know what, if they needed a surgery, that's what the surgery should be, the last resort. But most people jump at that from point A instead of working down from the line, you know, going least invasive to most invasive. People go right to the most invasive. And, you know, if you believe everything happens for a reason, which I do, then you have to go through the progress and work at it.
Right. Yeah, I'm more of a non-invasive type person. You touched on it before about, you know, the nerves and the spinal column, and you know you have to have healthy nerves. But how does chiropractic help the body?
Well, if we know if the spine protects the greatest system in the world, which is the nerve system, and if you think about the nerve system as a root, as a tree of life, and those roots go to all our organs and our muscles and tissues. So if there's pressure on the nerve, what happens is it doesn't allow the communication from the brain to the body, or that nerve flow to flow at 100%. And when that happens, that organ, you know, system, wherever that nerve is being compressed, now that organ begins to malfunction. And either that malfunction, that the organ can work too much, that's a hyperstate, or too little, a hypostate. So when the spine's aligned and there's pressure off the nerve, it allows that communication to start to work properly and allows those cells to regenerate and allows the body to get rid of all the abnormal, unhealthy cells. So the more aligned the spine is, the more the energy is allowed to flow through the nerve system, and it allows the body to connect more. And that's how simple it is. It's just like a tree. If the roots aren't clear, what happens to that tree? It dies. The same goes on when the body has a subluxation or nerve interference. It doesn't allow that body to grow stronger. It actually creates the body to grow weaker. And over time, the more that body grows weaker, the more we produce unhealthy, abnormal cells. Gordy, that's what cancer is. That's what heart disease is. So our goal in chiropractic is not to treat any disease, but to connect the body, to allow the body to heal. Just like when you cut your finger, is it the band-aid that heals you, or it's what's inside your body? There's an intelligence. We call that an innate intelligence. And that intelligence is what allows trillions of functions to allow the body to operate. Right now, let's think about it. You're hearing, you're seeing, you're smelling, your body's digesting dinner. You're eliminating foods. The foods you ate for dinner are being processed and broken down to get all the nutrients from it. Do we have to think about that? No. That's what we're designed. You know, we're designed from a sperm and an egg. And think about that. Sperm and egg develop the whole nerve system. The brain and spinal cord are the first two things to develop. And then all the organs are branches. That's how simple chiropractic really is.
Yeah, you know, when you think about it, it really is simple because if the brain and the spinal cord are, you know, with the nerves, that's the first thing to develop. You know, everything else in the body is kind of secondary. That's what you really need to take care of, watch, and treat because everything else is just an offshoot, so to speak.
Yeah, think about this. As, you know, we're taught at a very young age in American society too for dental hygiene. Imagine if you didn't brush your teeth for 47 years. What would happen to your teeth?
I imagine they'd start falling out at some point.
Exactly. And so, why, you know, the way we take care of our teeth, you know, we get two sets. Why not take care of your spine like that? The more you take care of your spinal hygiene, the more you allow your spine to work properly, the longer it lasts you. Just imagine if your car's out of alignment, what happens to those parts? They wear quicker than the other. So why wouldn't it be any different for keeping your spine in alignment to allow your body to this vehicle we call the body to run properly and efficiently?
Well, you know, it's funny you're saying that, and I'm getting this vision. I'm seeing a car, and I'm thinking about friends of mine that I have that they're manic about their tires. It's like, I have to go have my tires rotated, and I need new tires. And it's all about the tires because they're, you know, they want their car to run the best that it can. And I'm like, you know what? That would be a good selling point. You know, chiropractic is like an alignment for your tires. You need an alignment for your body. You take better care of your car than you do your body because the people that I'm talking about who are, you know, constantly watching out about their tires, they rotate them, they align them, they do all this, have never been to a chiropractor.
and you know, it's sad that, you know, that, you know, only at this point, only a small percentage of the public actually goes to a chiropractor. But, you know, my mission and why I educate and every opportunity I get a chance to share my message and my mission, because, you know, I'm not attached to people coming. I'm attached to people hearing the message, because if you're an educated person, chiropractic makes simple sense for everybody. From the womb to the tomb, we say, you're never too young or too old to get your spine checked. Because you don't know, like just like you go to the dentist and say, let me get my teeth checked to see if there's anything going on with my teeth. Who are you going to go get your spine checked? The chiropractor. And that's how simple it is. And that's why we share the message, because, you know, as an American society, even though we have the most so-called advances of technology and the most access to drugs and hospitals, we're one of the sickest countries in the world. And it's sad to me that we have so many freedoms and liberties, but we're breaking so many universal laws of the body. And the more you break the universal laws of the body, it's like putting the body in jail, and that's what disease is. And that's why America, we rank, you know, really low on the totem pole when it comes to world health. We're really a sick country, and there are many factors that lead to that. But it all starts from an inside job. And, you know, Americans take over 60% of the world drugs are given to Americans. So every time you mask a symptom, you're doing what it says. If you have high blood pressure, yeah, it lowers it, but you're never getting to the root cause. The goal of chiropractic is to get to the cause of it, to get the body connected and clear over time, and given a long enough time, the body can heal from anything. You know, I believe, and I've seen it. Yes, there are always other factors, and there are always some limitations that can happen. But when you see people healing of cancers, autoimmune diseases, and all these different factors, that's how we are the miracle, and we just got to get out of our way and get rid of the interference.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. Chiropractic has come a long way, because I remember about 45 years ago or further back, my father had a friend who had gone back to school, and he became a chiropractor. My father was kind of ahead of his time, because I remember back then everybody was calling my father a nut job, because he would try all these different things. things. My father believed I have to help my body. I have to do whatever is beneficial for my body and my health. So he went through some wacky, crazy therapies. I mean, he was taking vitamin B12 shots at the time. He was taking lecithin. He was taking vitamins. Then he started going to his friend, the chiropractor. And way back then, people thought, chiropractor, what kind of quack is that? These people are crazy. You go to a regular doctor. And he helped my father a lot. And, and I went to chiropractic when I had, really bad pain in my back. And they've always helped me. I remember about 2 years ago, there was something wrong with my right foot. And I went to... I went to a doctor, regular doctor, and, he looked at my shoes and he said, it's your shoes. I said, it's my shoes. I've been wearing these shoes for like years. I always, use these shoes and what have you. No, it's your shoes. So I'm like, okay, doctor says it's the shoes. So I went to my chiropractor and I said, the doctor says it's my shoes. What do you say? And he's like, no, it's not your shoes. So the one who fixed me was really the chiropractor. But, yeah, it's come a long way. More people are more, they're starting to see that it's really a wonderful modality to keep you whole and address all these issues that they didn't years ago.
Well, it's kind of like how, if you look at Jack O'Wayne, and I really hold him in high regard.
Yeah.
Jack O'Wayne, when he first came out, was this fitness guru, and then he started talking about juicing. And most people didn't know Jack O'Wayne was also a chiropractor. But when Jack O'Wayne first came out, people thought he was crazy for talking about exercise for the rest of your life. And then when he started talking about juicing, the AMA over 30 years ago said there was no correlation between nutrition and keeping your body healthy. Or how they used to say smoking was not harmful or drinking alcohol during pregnancy was okay. So
right.
I think as time goes on and people get more educated and with the internet, people are tired of the system we're living in. As I say, we're living in a sick, dying, and crying world. And people are fed up with the system. And people
right.
want answers. And that's why I look at chiropractic at the forefront in what I do and what many chiropractors out there and what you do with Reiki and massage therapists and acupuncture. These are tools to allow the mind, body, and spirit to be as connected as possible. And that's, it's an inside job. Most people think it's an outside job. They have more faith on the pills, potion, and lotions than they do with the power that created them. And that's why I love sharing the message, because if we can affect one family and another family, that's how we change the community. And then that's how we change our town. And that's how we change our county. And that's how we change our state. And then, our world. And that's why we do mission trips around the world. And my mission is in my backyard now. And that's why my goal is to make my communities where I live as healthy and as connected as possible. Because, look at all these things going on in these schools, these school shootings. And one common factor with all these school shootings is these kids are on ADD and ADHD drugs. And the top two side effects are suicidal tendencies and increased rates. So if we want to teach our children, we want to create a world better than we found it, we got to get as clear as possible and as connected as possible from the inside out.
Yeah, it's like I don't watch a lot of television to begin with, but sometimes I'll put it on because that's when you want, like, you just want to rest your brain and your mind, so you put it on for the blah blah. But then all of a sudden these drug commercials will come on, and in the beginning I used to just leave it, but the words were going. It's like subliminal messaging. The words were going into my head, into my brain, into my consciousness, and I was just very uncomfortable with all of the symptoms of the drugs they were, Big Pharma is pushing, and it's like, I don't need that negativity, and I don't need those messages in my head. So now, if the commercial comes on, a drug commercial comes on, I mute the TV, because I don't even want to hear it. Some of these drugs, a lot of these drugs, the symptoms that come along with the drug that you're taking for the very thing that's bothering you are worse than the illness that's bothering you. It's amazing. It's like, I don't know.
It's crazy. I was just watching this drug commercial. I actually not enjoy watching this commercial, but I learned from these commercials because I was watching this drug commercial for Humira, a rheumatoid drug, and some of the symptoms are lymphoma, tuberculosis, may even cause death. And you look at these side effects of these drugs, and like you said, the side effects are actually worse than some of the diseases that go on. Or like these antidepressant drugs, they actually cause more depression. You know, if you look at it like this, and this is how simple it is, if you gave a healthy person a drug, would it make them healthier or sicker? It would make them a lot sicker. So why would you think giving a so-called sick person or a diseased person drugs would make them healthier? It's backwards.
Well, talking about the depression drug, did you see this? Like, now there's a depression cocktail. Because if you take this one drug for depression, something else is going to happen. But wait, we have a drug that will counteract that. So now you're depressed. You're taking two drugs that the side effects are worse than the depression. It's like, don't you stop and say to yourself, this is insanity. Why am I doing this?
Well, I always tell people, either you're going to move like the herd or you're going to be like a rhino and charge life. You know, do you want to just follow the pack? You know, by following the pack, look where it's gotten us. Or you got to take responsibility for life. And, you know, people are just in this cultural hypnosis, I say, and say, you know what? You're too good. You're designed too well to sabotage your life in so many levels that, you know what? You got to take action. You got to take a stand. You got to take responsibility. You can't just be in the herd anymore, because the herd is getting killed. And it's you know, we were meant to thrive, not just survive. And you got to take action here. It's not just following what other people are doing, because look where it's gotten us.
Yeah. I mean, you just can't go along with the herd. I love you talk about, potions. What is it? Potions, lotions, and what? Pills,
I
potions, lotions?
I say people have more faith in pills, potions, and lotions than they do in the power that created them.
It's true. It's very true. Everybody wants a pill, a lotion, you know, some kind of potion, like, you know, snake oil. Give it to me. I'll ingest it and it'll all be fine. God, it's so funny. I want to announce, Joshua's website is cafeoflifelongisland.com. The phone number is 516-425-0113. And as someone who has really been desperate for a chiropractor on a Sunday, I have to tell you guys, Joshua's Belmore office is open on a Sunday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. The Belmore office is also open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 1 and 4 to 7 p.m. And the Belmore office is at 2439 Grand Avenue, Belmore, New York. And then the Long Beach office is at 100 West Park Avenue, Suite 202, Long Beach, New York. He's there Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Monday and Fridays, he's there from 10 to 1. On Monday, 4 to 7. And on Friday, 4 to 6. And Wednesday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. So there's no excuse not to get some chiropractic. Visit the website and get more information and go see him, because he's great. Now, how does a person know if their spine is healthy? How do we know?
Well,
what are the
most signs? Most people base their health on how they feel. And it's totally a mixed rumor that if you feel good, you're healthy, because, you know, 50% of people, when they have a heart attack, the first sign is the actual heart attack. So I tell people, you can't base your health on how you feel. It's basically how your body functions. And you don't know if you have these subluxations in the spine or these disconnections by the way you feel. You can say, I feel great, and then we do an advanced nerve scan or even take an x-ray of the spine, and we can see all the different the structural disconnections or the imbalances in the spine, and these people are like, I felt great. So we always tell people, it's not based on how you feel, it's based on how you function, and chiropractors are trained in see how well your nerve system is functioning to see how well your structure is, and that's what we're looking at, to see how your structure If your structure's off, we obviously know your body's not going to function well, and that's when you have disconnection and disease. So our goal, the chiropractor, we're trained in detecting and correcting subluxations and allowing the spine to develop new neurological connections to allow the body to grow stronger. So I say people don't really know how your spinal health unless you get checked by a chiropractor, and that's what we're looking for.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you would think something's not working or you see something's different and something's wrong someplace. Now, what can you do to adapt to stress better? How do we control stress? What can we do about it? I mean, I know, you know, Reiki's great, but in general, what do you do?
Well, I call it the three pillars of health. And the first thing I look at, you know, the first thing I say is a positive mental attitude. If we think garbage, we create garbage. And we look at a thought. A thought is a thing. Picture a thought as a seed. And if that thought is a negative seed, that could create a lot of weeds in our garden. But if we look at it as a thought as, how can we make this thought as positive as possible no matter what's going on, then we start to plant beautiful flowers and we start to change our structures and we actually start to change our body on a biochemical level. And we know, science has proven, Kansas Pert, Louise Hay, Yoshimoto with the study of water, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name right, Bruce Lipton, that we have this energy in our body, and they actually have shown when changing the energy of the body to a more positive intention or a positive focus, you actually change the body on all those levels. Second thing we look at, healthy lifestyle choices. What I mean by that, good foods, exercise, Reiki, meditation, prayer, acupuncture, massage, those are all healthy lifestyle. Exercise, good foods, nutrition, those are all good things to allow the body. And then the third thing I look at is a clear neurological connection, a clear connection between the brain and the body. And that's what, you know, I focus on as a chiropractor, to allow those connections to be as clear as possible. So when you do those things over time, you create a new pattern. And when you start to create a new pattern, you start to clear out all the old patterns that might not serve you. Because, you know, one thing about in the way we're taught in the world is we learn good things from our parents and we learn bad things. So we start to change our patterns and the way we adapt to stress. That allows our quality of life to be better. And that's how simple it is, but you got to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. It's like you're having a three-legged stool. If you take out one of those legs, that stool's always going to fall over. So you have to have a solid foundation in your life, solid pillars. And you're only as strong as your foundation. And we learned that, you know, I live in Long Beach, you know, when our, you know, Superstorm Sandy came and those houses had weak foundations, those houses came right off those foundations. And they couldn't withstand all the pressure, all those stresses. So we have to have a strong foundation. And we look at the nerve system as that tree of life and the spinal bones as the structure. And we have to have proper structure to get better function.
Yeah, the tree of life. I heard you on, and this is how I came to know about Joshua, guys, Irene Windhorst is a great friend of mine, and I heard Joshua on Irene's show and spoke to her about him and said, well, I want to get him on my show. You were talking about sacred geometry. The body is very much a part of sacred geometry. And something about peeling away the layers of the onion.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Well, you know, from my teachers and mentors, some of the work I've studied is called biogeometric integration, network spinal analysis, catalyst, all different tonal approaches. And with the Kabbalah, it breaks up the sacred geometry into all different positions. There's a front, there's a back, there's side. And if we look at the sacred geometry, everything is connected to the body. And, you know, in the American model of health, everything is its own organ. The heart is one, the kidneys are one. But if we know that everything is connected, and what I mean by peeling back the onion, think about it, as we go through life stresses, we start to develop layers, or we start to develop debris. And the way I look at the adjustment is allowing the body to clear out all the debris. And when you start to peel off the layers, we become more aware and more connected to our true self. And basically, the goal of the adjustment is to get connected to our core, get connected to our whole. And that's what I mean by peeling away the onion. You know, we're always going to have stress and traumas and experiences. But if we can teach our bodies to adapt to the stress and connect to that experience, we're able to heal ourselves on a totally different level and even just a physical level. It could be, you know, because it's not just physical, it's not just emotional, it's not just chemical. There's all different pieces of us. There's all different resonance frequencies. And the more we're able to raise our frequency and move up that ladder of evolution, the more we raise the bar. And, you can't outshine darkness with more darkness. You got to turn on the light. And the goal of the adjustment is to turn on the light within and to get us connected to our true potential, to remove all the barriers and be at our optimal true expression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, could you describe your way of adjusting? Is it a certain system? Does it have a name? Is there a kind of adjustment? Are there different types of adjustments that chiropractors or different techniques that chiropractors learn or schools mm-hmm. of chiropractic?
Well, there's all different techniques. There's probably hundreds of techniques. The techniques that I use, I always start off with a tonal approach. And what I mean by that, the analogy I like to use, if there's a little school bus and you have some of the kids on the bus and you have some of the kids off the bus can't go anywhere because not everyone's on the bus. So the way I look at the tonal approach is getting the brain connected to the body. When the brain is connected to the body through the breath, the waves of energy, we start to unravel all these tension patterns. And we start to unravel those tension patterns, our systems become more open. And there's different levels of adjustments. There could be a light force technique compared to a deeper force. But basically, you know, I always like to start with a softer approach to get the system open, get that wave of energy moving through the body, getting everything connected. And then when I like to apply a deeper force or a deeper application, now the system's open. You know, I never understood a lot of times when I went to the chiropractor, it was like the same adjustment or it was very forceful. And, you know, one thing I learned through my experiences and getting my system open more and more by amazing chiropractors was the more the system is open, the less tension there is, the more the adjustment goes with ease. And the more the body creates new patterns. So there's all different techniques, and, you know, there's not one technique better than the other, because if it was, one technique would be the end all. But like you said before, that we're all unique, and we all have different vibrations. So we all have, you know, my goal, the way my approach is to put it together, all different techniques to allow that person, that individual to express what they need to express.
Yeah, we're all basically, and I think a lot of us don't think of it this way, but we're all unique in our own way. We're just like snowflakes. There's no two exactly alike. And because there are such differences in, you know, our makeups, our auras, that which makes us up as the people we are, as the beings that we are, not everything works the same for everyone across the board. So you really need to kind of, you know, put together your own kind of menu, like a la carte. Now, I'm thinking, you know, your practice is called Cafe of Life, and it's like, yeah, you know, you go to the cafe and you really, there's no set menu. You have to like kind of go to the buffet and take the things that you need for your body and mix it up, because you can't just, you know, keep eating chicken chow mein all your life and, you know, have good things come from it. So the same thing with your body, you know, you need to mix it up a little bit.
Because if you look at the body, you know, as we know in life, everything's always changing, and you know, you could go for a blood test today and have a totally different result if you went tomorrow, because you have a different biochemistry and the cells of your body are reacting differently because you might be stressed or more relaxed. And so that's why we have to look at the body as a human being, as a unique spirit. And when we look at that, that's how we're able to connect to whatever we need to connect to.
Right, right. And it's all evolution. I mean, I know, you know, sometimes you find a product or something, even if it's a beauty product or something, you buy a shampoo and you're like, oh, I love this. I'm going to use this for the rest of my life. Well, that's not always the case, because after a while, it winds up not having the same effect it had when you first bought it. And you ultimately wind up switching to another brand, you know, and in this case, it would be, you know, switching to or adding on another modality. So, But you know, Western medicine, we were taught from years ago, you're sick, you don't feel good, go to a doctor, he'll give you a pill, a potion, a lotion, you'll be fine. People never really took a proactive, preventative role in their own health, at least not here in the West, but they do that a lot in the East. And that's the beauty about Reiki. I mean, Reiki, when I teach my students, it's like, okay, you're going to do self-treatment every day. And some of them are like, well, what do you mean every day? I mean, you know, this is how you maintain your health. And this is how you are able then to treat other people. And you have to be 100% yourself. What I'm finding a lot with the healers and the light workers and people who do what we do is, and I'm sure you do this too, Joshua, it's very, not difficult, but a lot of times we're so busy helping others and in that desire of helping others that we leave ourselves last. But mm-hmm. I think more and more people are getting it that, you know, it's okay to treat myself well and be good to myself and focus on myself so that I'm 100% so that I can go do what I need to do for others. Right.
Exactly. You know, if you don't, you know, the way I look at life is, you know, if you don't make yourself your first priority in, for your health, first of all, how are you going to help other people, you know, move in that direction? And you got to lead by example. And, you know, one of the things I learned from all the different things I've been through, you know, I suffered a lot with many different things. And I had to, because I wasn't making myself my first priority. And I had to go through that experience or that trauma or that pressure to redirect my life to actually take better care of myself, because how could I expect others to do the same if I wasn't living that example or living in that vibration? And I think a lot of us as healers and helpers, you know, we've been through life's wounds and stories, and that's why we want to help humanity and society, you know, be as clear and connected as possible. And we have those wounds, and until we heal those wounds in ourselves, we can't help others.
Right. We have a caller. Let's see who this is. Good evening, 631. You're on Violet Reiki Radio with Rose and Dr. Joshua Siegel.
Oh, hi. My name is Mike. I have a couple questions for the doctor.
Hi, Mike. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Well, first of all, I'm finding what you're saying amazing and fascinating, and it really isn't the normal story you hear, but it makes so much sense. So thank you. But I guess the way you're describing it, and maybe you've said this and I missed it, but it sounds like it's not something I should think of for myself, but I should really bring my kids. And what do you think about, can you just talk a little bit more about children and chiropractic, and does it help? Because, you know, so many of the kids nowadays have ADD and all these different things. And I'm wondering if this can help in any way, or should my kids see a chiropractor?
Great question, Mike, and thanks for calling in. Really appreciate it. But basically, if we look at children, you think right from the birthing process, that creates the first stress on the body. Or let's think about if the mother's stressed out during the pregnancy when they're carrying the baby, all that stress is getting downloaded to that baby, and it's creating a stressful environment to that child. And then think about all the kids, what they're exposed to, from slips, falls, to stresses in life. So it doesn't matter if you have an illness or you have nothing going on. It's just like you would drink water every day. You should eat healthy foods. You should exercise. You got to keep your spine as healthy as possible throughout your lifetime, because you know it's like the tree of life. And the more you can keep that root system open, the more it takes pressure off the brainstem, allows the neurology, allows the child to develop better, allows the immune system to become stronger, and allows that child to adapt to stress. And think about children nowadays are totally immersed in more stress than even generations than our great-great-grandparents. So the goal of chiropractic and what we speak about is it's a family practice, and, you know, we expect families to come in together. So that's why we want the child to get checked right away from the birth, or the pregnant mom to get checked, because think about it. I always joke around with parents, leave your kids at home so they can't end up with the same stuff you have.
Mm.
So that's how simple it is, and that's why we educate parents to get their kids checked. Just like you bring your child to the dentist to get their teeth checked, why not get their spine checked to make sure everything's in the proper alignment? just like you see kids, if their teeth are in alignment, you look how braces are, you know, are more than ever now. So why not keep your spine as clear and as connected as possible? And that's what we really, you know, educate parents to getting their kids checked.
Wow. That makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. And I didn't hear where – do you have an office? Where is your office?
We have two locations, one in Long Beach, 100 West Park.
Okay.
Let me just get
a pen. Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
100 West Park, right across from City Hall in Long Beach, across from the train station. And then another location is in Belmore, and it's 2439 Grand Avenue, one block north of Sunrise Highway, right across from the Harley-Davidson dealership.
Oh, by the Harley place.
Or the train station.
Gotcha. Okay, great. Thank you. Well,
his website, Michael, is cafeoflifelongisland.com. Check it out.
Okay. Cafe of Life.
Long Island.
.com. Great. Well, thank you so much, both of you. I really appreciate the information, and I'm really excited about this. This is opening up a whole new world.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Look forward to seeing you.
Thank you.
Okay. We have another caller. We're racking them up here, Joshua.
There we go. Changing one life at a time.
Good evening, 718. You're on Violet Reiki Radio with Rose and Dr. Joshua Siegel.
Good evening, Violet Rose. Good evening, Dr. Joshua. I'm very, very, very amazed at all the great wisdom that you guys are pouring out tonight. I love your show. I have a comment, Rose, about you talking about lotions and potions. I wish there was a lotion or potion that would stop that high-pitched beeping. I don't know if you hear it on your end. Someone has a battery that's going off or something, or maybe it's in the system of communication.
Yes.
You hear it?
Okay,
I didn't know if you were there. I wanted to make you aware of that.
That's one of my fire alarms, darling.
Okay, because it was driving me nuts. This. I wonder if she's aware of it. I don't know, but let me call her and tell her. And another comment I want to make for the doctor, I don't know, I'm sure, I imagine being a healer, a chiropractor, a doctor, and I'm sure he's very spiritual, would be open to a clairvoyant medium message. But as I was waiting, holding on to speak to the other caller called in, I had a vision of this ascended master whom we call Zosa, who was an ancient physician in ancient Egypt, a healer, and I see this entity with the doctor. So whether he's aware of it or not, or he takes any credence to spiritual helpers, there is a spirit doctor that works with him and has worked with him since his mission and healing others and working with people and different healing, you know, modalities as a doctor. And another comment I want to make, and I'm happy to say, most people wouldn't admit this, but I'm happy I'm going to be turning 65 next month, and my HMO covers chiropractic. Probably maybe not your service, doctor, and plus I live in Queens and I have no car, so I can't get out to see you. I would love to come and see you, but I'm so happy that lots of the mainstream medical, you know, HMOs in the medical profession are really recognizing and giving chiropractic the recognition it deserves. I've been going to chiropractic since I was 20 years old. I used to go to Solid Office. I don't know if they're there anymore, but a wonderful man. And I, you know, my dad and family members. So it's like I've been going. It's over 40 years. And lately I couldn't afford to go because I was on Medicare and they nobody wanted to take it. But now that I turned 65 with Medicare and my HMO, I can go back to the chiropractor, and I well need it. But I want to commend you on your work, sir. And Rose, you know, I love you and I love your program, and I listen to it every week, you know, religiously, faithfully. And so I will continue to listen. And thank you for the good work you ladies and gentlemen are doing and healing people. Continue the good work, and God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you for sharing your light, and I love and appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thanks
You're welcome,
for calling,
doctor.
Joseph. All right. Take
I'll
care.
Talk to you later, Rosie.
All
Good
right,
luck.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
All right. Joshua, one round for chiropractic. See if we can get it. There we go. I think it's great that Joseph's HMO covers chiropractic. Years ago, my insurance covered massage therapy. So this is fantastic. You know, they're getting it slowly but surely. Now I'm just waiting for them to allow Reiki, and it'll be a trifecta. But we have another caller. Let's see who this is. Good evening, 516. You're on the air at Violet Reiki Radio with Dr. Joshua Siegel and Rose.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I had a question for the chiropractor, Dr. Joshua Siegel.
What's your name,
dear? Hi, my name's Heather.
Okay, Heather, go ahead.
He did mention something about natural healing and cancer, and I was just wondering if he can go into a little bit more detail about how that works. I have a family member who has cancer and has been going through chemotherapy, and it's been he's been getting sicker and sicker, and I'm just curious how chiropractic can help someone with that condition.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your family member suffering, and you know my prayers are with you and your family. But the way we look at cancer, and you know, in the body, first of all, they tell us our whole life to stay away from radiation, and then when our bodies are the weakest, they say let's radiate the crap out of you, and you know let's kill all the cells, let's kill the unhealthy cells, and basically what chemo does and radiation does, it kills every cell. So the way I look at chiropractic, it's not that chiropractic heals cancer, but the more we can allow your body to produce more healthy, vibrant cells, the more it's able to get to the stem of the cell, and we've actually shown that getting to the stem is getting to the root. And when chemotherapy, what it doesn't actually kill the root of the cancer; it actually kills everything around it. So we look at chiropractic and we say if we can get that nerve going to that part, that organ, you know, let's say prostate cancer, you know, let's say we can get more healthy cells going and the energy going to the prostate to allow the body to regenerate and organize over time. Then the body could produce more healthy cells and get rid of all the unhealthy cells. And we just had a person in the office heal himself with prostate cancer, and most of the males in his family died of prostate cancer, and the oncologist he went to wanted to put him on a chemo drug and cut out a piece of his prostate, and he said, let me give it a year. Let me work on myself. So with chiropractic, nutrition, and prayer, he came back a year later, and he has a normal prostate, and all his levels are normal. So that's the same way the healing energy works in all parts of the body. It doesn't matter if it's brain cancer to this cancer, the way I believe in the body is designed to heal, but you got to get the cells organized and get enough healthy cells over time to allow to get rid of the unhealthy, abnormal cells. And basically, that's what cancer is, abnormal cells, mutated cells, the body not adapted to stress over time. So if you start to remove all the triggers and start to allow that nerve system to communicate properly with all the cells, that's how the body heals. And that's how simple it is. And, you know, there's a great chiropractor, this guy Charles Major. He healed himself of stage 4 brain cancer, like put him on the deathbed. And now he wrote a book about it called Cancer Killers. And so we know by getting pressure off the brainstem and allowing the communication of the body to be organized and the structure to be healed and changing lifestyle habits like we talked about, that's how your body heals, not from the outside in, but from the inside out.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's amazing. Yeah, and not to put in a personal plug, Heather, but did you know that Reiki also is wonderful for cancer patients and people going through the chemotherapy and radiation?
Yeah, you know, I've heard about the natural healing,
mm-hmm.
And I have. I'd like to pass on the message. I just think that people get scared. You know, doctors give you a prognosis and a timeline for you know how long you may or may not live, and they give you their prognosis and their recommendation. And in that situation, I think you just when you don't know and you don't have knowledge, you don't know of other options. That's the route you go. Yeah. So I think it would be. It would be really interesting to explore other options, absolutely. It makes sense. I've been listening and everything that you both have been saying. It makes sense.
Yeah,
I think that people just don't know.
Yeah, it's sad that a lot of times, like you said, doctor, you go to the doctor, he gives you a method of what, you know, they're going to do, their care, and they give you the prognosis. And unfortunately, still, the majority of people accept that as a death sentence. And it's like, oh, God, I have cancer. I'm going to die. You got to give it all you got and try all that's out there and try different approaches because, you know, let's face it, the American Medical Association's been fighting cancer for how many years and they still really haven't made all that much progress because, as Joshua says, you know, it's all within you. It all starts in the body. It all starts in the cells. you know, the brain, the nerves. So you kind of got to get back to you and a proactive approach to your own health. You know, just don't listen to what somebody says and say, oh, that's it, I'm screwed, I'm done for, it's over. No, go get them. Do all you can and be active in your own health.
Willis, thank you, Dr. Josh. That really makes sense. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling in.
Have a great night, guys.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, it's funny, I forgot something, but there were a couple of times, and I'd like your opinion on this, Joshua. There were a couple of times that I had done self-treatment before going to see my chiropractor, and the adjustments were phenomenal. I think the Reiki definitely is a good precursor to the chiropractor. And what are your feelings on that?
Well, I've experienced, you know, many sessions of Reiki, and I love it. And, you know, when I tell people, especially when they come into the office, you know, most people are on their phones when they in their cars, and I say, you know, when you come into the office, put down the phone, breathe, lay on the table. And, you know, we like to have people lay on the table for a few minutes before they receive the adjustment, and just start to breathe. Just start to connect to your body. Just start to let go of all that outside world, and let's get as peaceful as possible. But like you said, there are so many ways to relax. I think Reiki is just another great tool to create more peace in the system. And when the system is more peaceful, we become more open. And, you know, one thing that Heather stated, that, you know, people have more faith in a doctor in the sense that they do them the power that created them. And I say to you, you know, do you have more faith on just Saturday or Sunday going to temple or church? That faith and that power never leaves you. And you have to look at, that's a power that animates a world. Do you have more faith in a spoonful of medicine or the power that created the heavens, the earth, and all the beautifuls of nature, the beauties of nature? So that's what we're talking about. That's what we're working with, and that's the energy. And as the other caller stated, you know, I'm not the healer. I'm the helper. God's the healer. Spirit's the healer. And I'm just the instrument, the catalyst, the facilitator for that change.
Right.
And I never take credit. I never take blame, because you know what? It's not me.
Right.
I believe it's God, and that's what works in my world. And that's what I tell people. I'm just connecting you to the God within.
Yeah, and it's true, you know, people have lost sight of the fact that the pills, potions, and lotions, they all come from many of the same source, which is Mother Earth, which is plants, herbs. And, you know, where did we get the plants and the herbs from? God put them here when he made the earth. So if you go back far enough, it's all about, you know, source and the original, you know, plants and herbs and things. And, you know, God didn't create a pill. He created the natural substances that then man came along with and made the pills from. And it's like, I don't know, we've all been advertised to death and brainwashed, and it takes a long time to shake that mentality up and to reinform ourselves and reacquaint ourselves with the original source, so to speak.
Exactly. It's like we said before, you know, people in the society, we're in a culture of hypnosis. You know, think about, you know, the birthing process is a beautiful thing. And if you check out the movie, The Business of Being Born, it really brings a huge insight to what we've created in society. Birthing is a business. And really, birthing is one of the most natural processes in the world and one of the most sacred processes in the world. And think about that baby develops in that womb for 9 months and it comes out a perfect expression. And then as soon as it comes out, in a lot of American society, they try to poke it and prod it and inject it with all these things. You know, if it was needed to be there, we'd be born with it. We have it in utero. But that presence, that power does not leave us. And that's what my goal is, and I know the mission, as you share as well, is to teach people that the crown and creator is inside of you, and you just need to heal and connect.
All right. Right. Yeah. It's just, it's so simple. I think sometimes it's so simple that people can't believe it's really that simple. No, it has to be something. It has to be something more complicated than this. So how healthy are we in America?
When it comes to world health, we're one of the sickest countries in the world. And look at that. Look at the article just in Newsday. 1 out of 68 children are being diagnosed autistic. I mean, if that doesn't make you wake up, it's time to wake up, people. And that's what I'm saying. You know, the statistics, the CDC and the World Health are actually showing that, you know, we're poisoning ourselves. People might not want to admit it, but when you start changing the biochemistry of the body by all the stuff they're putting into the bodies with our food, thoughts, and injectables and medications, you're changing your DNA on a genetic level. And you wonder how that's going to affect generation to generation. So we have an opportunity to take control and take a responsibility to stand up and say, you know what, we're not going to be guinea pigs anymore. We're not going to be that 1 in 68 children being diagnosed with autism. It's sad. And that's why we do what we do when we share the message. And we have to go worldwide with this because it's time to make global changes from the inside out. And it's just like Mother Teresa said, she'll never go to an anti-war rally. She'll only go to a pro-peace. So we have to go in within, and the only way to create world peace is by creating peace with inside of us.
That's true. That's true. And so many people in the world looking for love, and I want love, and where's love? You know, love, it's right inside of you. And that's where it starts. You know, if you want love, then you have to start from within, loving yourself, accepting yourself, forgiving yourself for whatever you've done to yourself and other people. Begin with the love inside, and if you begin with the love inside, you're going to have love coming your way. If you can radiate love, it's going to come back on a boomerang to you, and you will receive love. You know?
Exactly.
Like,
and think about that. You know, with love, love is the ingredient of universal synthesis. And, you know, we talk about one of the quotes from B.J. Palmer says, when love and skill come together, expect a masterpiece. So we spoke to our, if we had a friend and we spoke to them like we were the way most people speak to themselves, that person wouldn't be friends with them anymore, or you wouldn't be friends with them. So you have to start talking to yourself in a loving manner and know that you are a blessing, and whatever you're going through, you're given for a reason to grow from, but you got to show up.
You know, now that we're discussing love, I'm gonna put something to you and get back to me in an email about it, but I'm just noticing your Belmore office is open on Thursday evenings, right?
Yes.
I'm a love ambassador for the Love Foundation, and I've been a love ambassador since 2008. And May 1st is a Thursday, and it is Global Love Day. And if you'd like to jump on the love train, generally what I do on Global Love Day is I find a venue, I find a place, and we have a little, like an hour's long, a little bit of meditation, and listen to a one of our people on the board of directors, a beautiful love meditation and speech. And then we do a little Reiki, because I'm also of the opinion that Reiki is love. So we do a little group kind of Reiki. And then at the end of the session, everybody gets a hug by yours truly, the love ambassador, and sent off to think about love, be love, share love. So email me if that's something you think you'd be interested in.
While we announce it right now, let's have the meeting May 1st in the Belmore office Thursday night. You know, we can start at 7:30 if you'd like, and let's have a love fest.
Oh, so you're on board? I love you more than I did before.
It's all about the love. And also, I just wanted to share that we also have a great meditation class that we have every month in the Long Beach office. The next one is April 30th, taught by Greg Gordon. He teaches an amazing meditation. It's a donation class, and we donate to local families and charities. And that's at 100 West Park at 7:30. And the next night, we'll have the Love Fest in the Belmore office. Sign me up. I'm in.
That would be great. Okay, guys. So everybody listening to the show, April 30th in the Long Beach office, 100 West Park Avenue, Suite 202, Long Beach, Cafe Life, they're having a meditation. So, you know, go to the website, CafeLifeLongIsland.com, or better yet, give Jonathan a call. Joshua, I'm sorry. 516-425-0113, and ask him about chiropractic, ask him about meditation, and we're going to be having Global Love Day at the offices of Dr. Joshua Siegel in Belmore. And I'll get that word out to you guys. It's May 1st, 7:30. And see, everything works the way it's supposed to work in divine time. Thank you so much, Joshua, for coming on board for Global Love Day. I can't wait to tell the founder that we're actually going to be having an event this year. This venue has been a problem to find. I know for me it's been an issue this year. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate it.
Just an invitation to you. Feel free. Anyone who's looking to create an event, we have space in Long Beach and space in Belmore. Our goal is to teach people about many aspects of life and their uniqueness, and there's all different tools. So we have different classes, and I'm open to having different events at those spaces. And we like to create an awareness to change humanity and to transform society. So you can contact us on the web. You have our number. And just one clarification, it's not Suite 202 anymore. It's just 100 West Park. We took over a storefront in Long Beach. So it used to be 202 before the January, but now we're downstairs, 100 West Park.
All right, great. That is wonderful. Okay. And again, guys, call them, 516-425-0113, and they can answer all of your questions. They can book an appointment for you, too. Pick up the phone.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay. So let's see. Nobody else is calling, but I think I have another question or two for you here. Okay. So, Joshua, how can we optimize our lives?
Well, I think it's a huge question. I think there's many factors in. We shared many tonight, but it all starts with, I think the first thing is, you know, waking up in an attitude of gratitude. I think waking up and before you put your feet on the ground and lay in bed for that minute, don't just rush out of bed. Don't just hit that alarm and say, I'm ready to go. Say, you know what? Let me take a moment and think about what I'm going to create in my day. Think about what you're going to have a vision for. What you want to manifest in your life, you know, journaling, goal setting, writing down your affirmations, saying your affirmations in the mirror, creating a ritual in the morning, you know, are you putting good foods into your body, you know, are you juicing or having some organic fruits or vegetables or some, you know, good lean protein, whatever that is for you, how are you starting your day? Are you starting out watching the news? Are you starting out with distractions? So first thing in the morning before you get out of bed, create that attitude of gratitude. Then throughout the day, start to see everything as a blessing. Give thanks to God for everything. You know, I have this beautiful light that works in our office, this chiropractic advocate, Leia, and she's an Orthodox Jew, and she prays after everything. She prays after she eats. She prays before she eats. She prays after she goes to the bathroom. Her whole day is based on praying and giving thanks to Hashem for everything. So I really had learned a lot from that, and just seeing the way she lived her life. And she has a beautiful family of four and soon to have another family, another child, to have five children. And she just really gives thanks to God for everything. And I think that's huge. And what kind of thoughts are you creating through the day? Are you exercising? Are you goal setting? Are you praying? Are you eating healthy? Are you doing all these things? Are you getting your spine checked? Are you having your Reiki sessions? Are you getting your massages, acupuncture, prayer? Are you around positive people? Are you going out in nature? Are you stuck behind a TV and a desk? You know, you got to think, you got to create balance in your life. Nothing is one way or the other, but being right in the middle, being centered, being connected to yourself. So there are things you have to do throughout your day to allow your body to express its optimal light. Are you doing it not just when the days are good, but when you're being tested? You're constantly going to be tested. And I think when you show up, that's where you get rewarded. You know, life's like peaks and valleys, and it's great to be on top of the mountain. But when you're in the valley of life, that's where the nourishment, that's where the water, that's where the people are. That's where you're going through the transformation of things. So you got to constantly work at it. And it never stops. You know, one of my greatest teachers, Pasquale Sarasoli, a chiropractor from Brooklyn, New York, was born September 11, 1911, and passed away a few years ago. And he talked about, at 98 years young, he was sitting in the front room of the lectures. 98 years, he was working on himself, constantly reading, educating. It never stops. It doesn't stop. It never stops in this dimension. And even when you want to go to the next dimension, it never stops. So you got to constantly work in progress, work in progression. And I always ask people, are you evolving or revolving? Most people say they're revolving. And I say,
they're revolving.
Evolve. Yeah, enough. Let's love it up. It's all about the love. That's how simple it is.
It's true. It's like tonight, you know, I saw on a post on Facebook, somebody said, somebody was calling somebody a victim, and then one of the people said, well, but we didn't ask for this. And I said, you know what? I got news for you. Somewhere way back when, before you, the soul, slid into your physical body, yes, you did ask for it. And now the whole thing is, instead of feeling victimized, instead of getting depressed, instead of getting down and allowing life and circumstances to push you into the ground and bury you, what you have to do is embrace this. You have to stay strong. You have to look for strength in positivity and in a positive, grateful outlook and get through this lesson, because that's what it is. It's like the universe is saying, I want to see how much you can take. And it's like a coach, you know, when you're coaching any kind of athlete, runners, boxers, fighter, whatever, they push you until you really want to, like, punch them out. Like, you know, you want to say, what are you doing to me? I can't take any more. If you say I can't take any more to a coach, you know, they're going to say, yes, you can, and I'm going to make you. That's how you become the best you can be. And somebody had made a reference to diamonds the other day, and they're like, well, what's a diamond? It's a piece of coal that made it through the most intense pressure. And look at how it came out. So, yeah. Can't get discouraged.
They become a victim, and or they say they're a cancer survivor. This, you know what? That's, I'm not going to curse, but that's BS.
That's,
I say you're meant to thrive. You know, why just survive anything? You know what? You were given an opportunity to grow from, and, you know, Lord willing, you make it through and heal yourself and transform. You have a different appreciation for life. If you always felt good, you wouldn't appreciate it. So sometimes you got to get, you know, beaten up and down to a different level to expand. Everything in life is expansion and contraction. If you never expand, or if you never contract the duality of it, then you don't grow. And that's what we're talking about. Stop being a victim. Be a victor. Use your experiences, your traumas, and your experience, and you know, say, you know what? I'm given this opportunity to change my life and transform or redirect my life in a more positive, healthy, connecting manner. And that's what we're designed to do. So that's where we share the message. That's where we share the light. And that's how we change the world.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. We have to have a we can do it attitude. And I know you and I definitely do.
Yeah. You know, we're not alone. We have a whole team. You know, I look at everyone. We might not be blood family, but we're a spiritual family. And it's not about one of us. It's the power of all of us coming together to transform humanity.
That's right. That's right. You know, when they say we are all one, we are all one. And if we keep, you know, we're one big bunch of links making this huge chain. And that chain, we're going to surround, you know, the planet. And we're going to have it surrounded in love, in unity, in harmony, in wellness, in wholeness, and that's what we're all working for.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jonathan, I got to tell you, it was wonderful having you on the show. I want to get to meet you in person before Global Love Day.
Yeah,
and,
please, let's get together.
Yes, and Irene Windhorst, thank you so much for introducing me.
Thank you, Irene.
Joshua, we love you. I don't know, I got a text from her a little while ago. She's off on her adventures.
Yeah, she's a beautiful spirit. I love her, you know, and
she's
just an amazing woman, and she's on the journey, you know. She's so tapped into the source. It's such a beautiful to see her unwinding and unraveling.
She is. I love her. I love her so much. And the wind horse is running wild and free. So, Eileen, I mean, good luck on your travels and your journey. I hope to speak to you and see you soon. And I'm definitely going to have you back here, Joshua, because this was great. And I think maybe this is about the most calls I've gotten on a show. People are so shy. They just, like, don't call in. I keep putting it up all over the place. Call, call, call. Nobody calls. But
keep planting seeds. And, you know, I just want to say thank you so much for having me, and thank you for all you do, and love and appreciate you, and look forward to meeting you.
Thank you. Same here. Have a beautiful night, and everybody else have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Don't forget, check out Dr. Joshua Siegel at cafeoflifelongisland.com. Phone number is 516-425-0113. And for everyone out there, I forgot to say at the beginning of the show, Reiki Ward is a page that I have. Joshua, this is good for you too. You might want to recommend it. It's a Facebook page that I have that is dedicated to distance healing Reiki. So if you have anyone or yourself who has any condition or situation or whatever where in Reiki would be very helpful, just put up a post on Reiki Ward, just on Facebook, Reiki and then Ward, W-A-R-D. It's under pages. And post whatever your request is for healing. You can email us a photo if you'd like for whoever it is you want healing. And this is a free service. We provide distance healing for humans, animals, all around the world. All you got to do is just post your request, and we are on it. There's like, we have 200 Reiki practitioners or more who are on that page, and they all, you know, the minute your request goes out, and we're sending healing.
Awesome. I was going to say, you can like us on Facebook, Cafe of Life Chiropractic Long Island, and you can follow up with all the events we have in the offices, from National Universal Love Day to the meditation classes to all different lectures. So please check us out, Cafe of Life Chiropractic Long Island, right on Facebook. So thank you again, everybody.
Oh, yeah, definitely look for them on Facebook, Cafe of Life Long Island on Facebook. Joshua, do you do Twitter or LinkedIn or any of that social media stuff?
I'm working on my technology skills. I haven't done Twitter or LinkedIn yet, but thank God I have an awesome wife who is helping me get connected with the technological side of all these advances. I'm learning. I'm getting out of my way. I'm learning this stuff.
Yeah, now it's starting to become like you've got to hire a totally new person. You need an extra employee just to do your social media stuff, because I know I could be doing all my social media stuff. It takes like a third of my day away. This is crazy, but that's what it's all about. So, all right. So, guys, you got CafeOfLifeLongIsland.com, Dr. Joshua Siegel, and check him out on Facebook. And phone number is 516-425-0113 for you old-fashioned folk like me. I'm Violet Rose Reiki. I'm on everything. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. I just today learned how to do a blog. So, I'm on Google Plus also. And check us both out. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening and for calling in. And thank you, Joshua. I am looking forward to collaborating and working with you.
Thank you
so much for being here. Have a beautiful night. Have a beautiful night. Thank you. Good night. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week when my guest is angel communicator Lorraine Recchia. Have a beautiful evening, everyone.